I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman, and you're listening to The Green Room, a weekly look at arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio.
Stuart Dybeck is in northern Michigan next week. He's a short story writer and a poet. He's also a genius, at least according to the MacArthur Foundation, who gave him the genius grant a few years ago.
They were nearing the end of their story. The fire was dying, like the fire in the story.
He talked with WBEZ in Chicago in 2013 about credibility as a writer and about the rules of storytelling. He uses Hansel and Gretel as an example here.
Mother dies and their stepmother doesn't like them. They're tells the father to take them into the woods and kill them, and he can't bear to kill them, so he just has them gathering wood, and then he runs away, and they realize they're lost, and they wander through the woods, and they find a little gingerbread house, and they go into the gingerbread house, and of course there's a witch. The witch overpowers them, and the problem that story faced was having the witch be far more powerful than the kids. He couldn't just have the boy jump up and grab the witch by the throat and bang her head against the wall. That's not in the rules of the story. Credibility insists that you invent. So if you reach a point in a story where you say this is incredible, look, you've reached a point in the story where a story you invented, where the story now has so much momentum going that it's strong enough to talk back to you.
Stuart Dybeck will be at the Traverse City Library next Wednesday, and he'll be right here on the campus of Interlaken Center for the Arts on that Thursday.
You're listening to The Green Room from Interlaken Public Radio. Kate, you're usually the one that's asking questions around here, but today I've got one for you.
Okay, shoot.
Do you remember Mary Poppins?
Of course.
That's Bert, a character from Mary Poppins, the guy played by Dick Van Dyke. And when he's not sweeping chimneys, do you remember some of the other things that he does?
Well, he has a lot of jobs, so which one are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the one-man band job. Bert's covered in musical instruments. He's got a little accordion and a harmonica and drums, of course. But Kate, what would be in your one-woman band outfit?
Okay, that would be tricky because it would have to be instruments that I play. I play lots, but not very well. So a ukulele, maybe a guitar, a kazoo. The percussion thing is tricky, so I don't know. I'd have to wear tap shoes or something.
Well, Kate, I've got someone that could help you with the tap shoe thing, with the drum thing. His name's Pete Farmer, and he makes drum contraptions that can turn any guitarist or saxophonist or rapper or whatever you are into a one-woman band or one-man band. Tom Carr has the story.
That's Pete Farmer playing a bass drum and cymbal strapped to his back. He taps a foot or jerks an elbow to activate the percussion instrument. That leaves his hands free to pick the banjo. He calls the contraption the backbeat. Farmer says he likes playing with other musicians, but it can be a hassle.
That's the reason why this all started, is that I just didn't want to have a band to practice with, to come over to my house, to bring a drum kit, or whatever it may be, but just to play, have a beat, and enjoy music whenever I wanted to, and potentially get gigs, and they pay you the full wage. You don't have to split it between two or three different people.
Farmer says he combined his love of music and building things with his hands to make his drums. He sold a couple to friends while he was still teaching history in the Seattle area. Then the recession hit.
And the principal had walked up to me that later in the springtime saying, good luck in getting a job next year. You're at the bottom of a totem pole that's rather shaky and scary for even teachers who've been there for 5 to 10 years. So I knew I had to turn the hobby into the job rather fast.
In addition to the model that straps onto his back, Farmer makes what he calls a foot drum. That's why his company is called Farmer Foot Drums. It's a sit-down model with foot pedals that operate a bass drum, a snare drum, cymbals, whatever you want.
Rocking motion with a foot of 1 foot. You add 2 feet.
Thank you. Eric Jakeway is a Boyne City musician who plays blues, country, and other styles on the guitar. He uses Farmer's foot drum and says it attracts a lot of attention. Someone comes up to ask him about it at just about every show.
I mean, this for me, I've gotten way better gigs. It's opened my mind musically, rhythmically, you know, it's just got me out to a bigger audience.
Pete Farmer puts the drum sets together in his shop just outside Traverse City. His wife runs the business end. They have customers as far away as British Columbia and Israel. Pete Farmer says he wouldn't trade his current situation to go back to teaching, unless this time he's teaching music. He has this advice for people trying to find their dream job.
Get a van. Go and travel with no deadlines and just find out kind of what it is that does drive you. And then maybe understand that there's lots of different angles to doing whatever your dream job might be.
This is Tom Carr in Traverse City for Interlochen Public Radio.
Farmer Foot Drums will host the one-man act Suitcase Junket on Sunday in Cedar.
And you're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
Okay, David, your turn to listen. Ready?
Okay.
Listen to this. This is Traverse City's Joshua Davis, one of the top five contestants on NBC's singing show The Voice. Josh was just in town for a one-night-only concert, and the hometown fans lined up outside the State Theater in Traverse City for hours to hear him.
I got here at 4:20 Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. Is that crazy, or is that just, nah. You know, we used to do this. This is old-school stuff, you know? It really is.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Our show was produced by Brock Moorman with help from Daniel Wanchura. Special thanks to WBEZ in Chicago. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Patello. See you next time. But of all these friends